Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios, as you just heard. And if you like using debit rather than credit, you should get rewarded. That's at least what we believe. And now you can with Discover's Cash Back Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. There are no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Also, all you Odd Couple fans out there, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And again, you can download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. Spread the word. Tell your friends, your family, everyone. At the bottom of the hour, our man Eddie House, the NBA champion, will join us. And then it is your time to shine on Trash Talking Tuesday. You'll get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. Rob Parker, who you trashing this week?
I'm trashing the Kansas City Chiefs, who can't score a point in the second half. Outrageous. Ridiculous. 3 games in a row. What do we have for quarterback? Zach Wilson? I mean, come on. There's no way that the Chiefs shouldn't be able to score any points in the second half.
I agree. They need to get some receivers to catch the darn football. Simple as that. Because I know it ain't the quarterback. I know it ain't the tight end. I know it ain't the head coach. I know it ain't the offensive line or the running backs. They got a nice little running game. Yesterday, they were really impressive. But they better get it together, Rob, if they want to try to defend that Super Bowl. All right, Rob, you know my Super Bowl pick was the Philadelphia Eagles to beat the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl. And last night, of course, the Eagles improved to 9-1. Now, before I go into why, you know, I'm encouraged by that win as a guy that picked the Eagles, and obviously we want our picks to be right. But I will say this, Rob. I was very surprised in the first half by how I felt like the Chiefs pushed the Eagles around. Like the Eagles, I feel like the Eagles are the most physical team in football. Now that's arguable, but that's my thought. Cleveland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, San Francisco, those are some of the more physical teams along with Philadelphia. But I was surprised at how Kansas City dominated the line of scrimmage on both ends, offensively and defensively, in the first half. They ran for more than 100 yards in the first half, and they're not like one of the top rushing teams in the league, But Isaiah Pacheco ran like he was literally on fire. That dude runs so hard. And they were giving it to the Eagles. They actually sacked them 5 times on the night. So I was surprised by that. Second half, the Eagles came out and played tougher. And obviously came back from a 17-7 halftime deficit. So, Rob, here are a few reasons that I feel encouraged as the guy that picked the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl and win it after last night's game. One, it's just a big win. It's just a fantastic win. Obviously, it's only the regular season. But as far as regular season games go, this was a huge win. They did it in Arrowhead in the Chiefs stadium. They did it with the Chiefs coming off a bye, which, you know, Andy Reid is fantastic off the bye, always has been. And Patrick Mahomes had never lost a game off the bye. And so to go into Arrowhead and win that game over a fully healthy Chiefs team, not like when the Lions beat them on opening night, I'm not trying to take anything away from Detroit, but they didn't have Kelce or Chris Jones. And then they had both last night. So that's one thing. I also think, Rob, when it came down to it, the Eagles didn't play their best game. But when they had to make the big plays, they made them. The strip on Kelce when they forced the fumble. Wasn't just him dropping the football, being lazy with it. He got stripped of that ball. Then, of course, I think the play of the game was Jalen Hurts, who didn't, you know, he only threw for like 150 yards. But him throwing that 41-yard pass to Devontae Smith, Smith making a great play on the ball. And then, of course, they scored on the next play in the brotherly shove. So when they needed to make the big plays, they made them. Third, Rob, their secondary, their weakness is their defensive backfield. It just is what it is. They give up a lot of yards passing, and a lot of quarterbacks have had big passing days against them. Last night, they did their job. They did a good job. Now, some could fairly argue if some of those passes are caught instead of dropped, Mahomes has, you know, big yardage, over 200 yards, and maybe they even win the game, Kansas City. But for the most part, you know, they picked him off. They did a good job double and triple teaming Travis Kelce. I thought Blankenship did a good job. Second half, he was kind of really focused in on Mahomes and kept him from scrambling. So I thought their defensive backfield, you know, did a good job. And then finally, Rob, I just thought that the fact that at the end of the game, Jalen Hurts is on the field. It's not even like he had a lot of time to think about it and get ready and plan what he's going to say at the press conference. On the field, he said, we didn't play that well. We found a way to win, but it really wasn't our game. We didn't play Eagles football. And he wasn't satisfied. And I like that, Rod, because they shouldn't be, because their goal is the Super Bowl. They got to keep getting better. We've talked about it before. They've been winning. They're 9-1, best record in the league. But a lot of these games have been close. Last night obviously could have went the other way if some drops weren't made on the Kansas City side. So I like the fact that they're not just saying, oh, we keep winning. We keep beating good teams, Dallas and Miami and now Kansas City. We're there. We've arrived. We're about to get this Super Bowl. No, they want to keep improving. So all of those, Rob, are reasons that I feel good about the Eagles' chances of winning this Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm not there. I mean, they keep winning. They got a great record. That was a big win on the road. Just don't feel good to me. And maybe the Eagles are on that page, too. Chris, you can win and still not feel satisfied. I'm not saying you're supposed to blow out the Chiefs 45-0 to feel good about yourself. But there were turnovers, mistakes. It just didn't feel. And the Eagles have been, you know, it's been playing it close a lot. And things have gone their way. But if you were to tell me right now, could somebody beat them in the postseason? Are they beatable even though they're 9-1? I think they're beatable. I think they're beatable.
Well, they are beatable. I agree with that.
I just don't think that.
I like them, but it's
automatic that they're getting back or they're going to get back to the Super Bowl despite their record. I don't know. Maybe it just felt different last year. because Jalen Hurts, and we weren't expecting anything from him, Chris, and he played great. So you know what I mean? Maybe it felt different because that was different to us. But the record's gaudy. It's a big-time win on the road, even when you don't have your best stuff. But still, I'm not sold on the Eagles.
Yeah, they had a lot of close games last year, too. I mean, Chicago, as bad as they were, they only beat them by 5. Detroit, when Detroit early in the year, when they were horrible, remember they started 1-7, they only beat them by 3. You know, Arizona only beat them by 3. They had some close games, but they did have a few blowouts. But, you know, they got 2 new coordinators, offensive and defensive. And so maybe they've been working through some of that. And, Rob, you know this. For the team that loses the Super Bowl, there's often kind of that hangover. And they haven't had that. I mean, they're 9-1, best record in the league after in a year where many thought there would be a Super Bowl hangover. So I give them credit for that. And, again, I do like the fact that they're not comfortable. You know, they're not feeling like they're playing well. They've been saying this really all year, and with good reason, because they've won, but as you said, they haven't blown teams out.
I really think
the only team I'd see beating them in NFC would be San Francisco. Dallas, though, played them tough in Philly. We'll see how that goes, you know, when they play again down the road in Dallas. But I think San Francisco's their biggest comp in the NFC.
Yeah, this year 7 of their games have been one-score games, 6-1 in those games, you know, and then last year they were 7-1. So they've played a lot of close games, and they've won them. But I don't know. Like I say, I think it's Hurts, which is why I don't feel the same about them or feel as good about them, you know, as far as this year. And who knows? Maybe they do. They buck the trend, Chris, and they get back to the Super Bowl. But I the 49ers are in the way. I picked the Cowboys to come out of the NFC. So the Cowboys.
How are you feeling about them right now?
So-so. You can't trust them. Like, I don't expect them to win every game. I expect them to compete and play every night, every game. That's what disappoints me when I think about the Cowboys, is that you don't know which team is showing up, and they're not consistent enough for me. They blow out the bad teams. They'll show up, put a 40-piece on you easily.
Yeah, they're interesting in that they haven't beaten a team with a winning record all year, to your point. Only embarrassed the one time against San Francisco. But they do pulverize bad teams. And there is something to be said for that. You know, Philadelphia, we're talking about, they've let a lot of bad teams hang around. Kansas City has let some bad teams hang around. Baltimore. You know, so there's – I'm not going to poo-poo destroying the bad teams, but it does make it a little bit difficult, right, to figure out where they are at. If they hadn't gotten blown out by San Francisco, Rob, it'd be different. Like, if they had lost by 7 or something like that, like they lost to Philadelphia, that was a close game. That makes you feel like they're a good team. The San Francisco loss is what makes you wonder – how legitimate the Cowboys are. All right, it is the Odd Couple. And speaking of legitimate, how about Eric Bieniemy? In his absence, maybe his reputation is even improving. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you guys know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's right. That's why with your Discover card, you've got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. All that means is that you're never, ever held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Rob, we've thrown this out there a little bit, but let's get into it a little deeper now. You've talked about the Chiefs' struggles offensively, averaging like 20. I think they're 14th, Rob, in the league in scoring, which, you know, they've always been up there averaging around 30 points a game, right at the top of the league. And this year, that obviously is not the case. They've got one touchdown in the fourth quarter all year. They've averaged, Rob, 5 points a game in the fourth quarter this season. That's the worst in the league. Second half. Five points, 3 points in the second half. 5.3. That's worse than the league, Rob. Worse than Zach Wilson and the Jets. Worse than Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. All these teams that have had trouble scoring. So it's been particularly bad in the second half. They're like third in the first half, but second half they're struggling. And they're averaging 22.5 points a game. So that's about 14th in the league. And Eric Bieniemy is the one, I mean, beyond some of the receivers, obviously 2 years ago, Tyreek Hill, last year, Juju Smith-Schuster. But Eric Bieniemy, Rob, the offensive coordinator. Now, I was talking the day before our show, first things first, with Richard Sherman. He's in New York. He's doing Undisputed from the studio where we're at for First Things First. So I was talking to him before our show, and we're talking about them missing Bieniemy. And I was like, well, how would you say they miss him? Obviously, Andy Reid knows what he's doing offensively. So, where do you see that at? Rob, he said, we know that Bieniemy is a fiery coach, right? He's a no-holds-barred coach. He'll yell at you. He'll, tell you what you need to do in no uncertain terms. And we saw the Commanders have a little trouble with that early in the season, right? Their receivers. And he said Bieniemy, because last year only different receiver really was Juju. But he said Bienemy probably was on those dudes in practice. Like, we're not, if you're not catching the ball, you're not playing.
Right.
And really working them to the point, Rob, where, I mean, maybe even if it was only subconsciously, they worked harder at getting better. And now you got a Matt Nagy who, you know, probably doesn't get on them like that or whoever else is there helping. And he said that might be one place where they're missing him because, you know, Bienemy was doing that. And that, I thought that was a good point, Rob. I don't know if it's 100% true, but it sounds plausible to me.
I just look at it. I always say this. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, you know, it doesn't matter if he's there or not. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has a job. There's a reason. If they didn't need offensive coordinators or they didn't need people and you could just have a head coach, they wouldn't hire people.
Right.
You know
right.
that. Like, there's a reason you're there. And when you have success, you should get credit. And when things, you know, and then when you have failure, you should get blamed. It's the same way on both sides. And so that's why I'm saying you got to look at Eric Bieniemy, and for whatever reason, it don't feel the same. And they're struggling. Andy Reid's still there. He's the offensive genius.
Yep.
And everybody says he's a genius, and I get all that. But the missing point, and we get it, Juju's not there. But they shouldn't be where they are offensively. Something is awry. Something is foul. Something smells. Because the numbers you talked about, worse than the Jets, like that's just mind-boggling. That they're averaging 5.3 points in the fourth quarter. Like
in the second half.
In the second half. How?
Yeah, that's baffling.
That's two field goals. We saw it when they played Denver and scored 9 points, Chris.
Yep.
Remember, that was a sign.
And even the game they won against Denver, they only scored 19.
And didn't they have a late touchdown to even make it? You know what I mean? Like, I think they had a late touchdown or something that pushed up the lead. Like, it wasn't that they blew them out.
Right. Yeah. And then Bienemy, Rob, in Washington, now they're not having a good season. They're 4-7. They were 8-1 last year.
And
but,
they got off to a good start offensively. They're scoring 30 points a game.
Yeah, and look, maybe this is a good sign for Bienemy. Sam Howell, in his second year, has really progressed under Bienemy. He's actually leading the league in passing yards, right?
Now, that's crazy.
Now, he also leads the league in interceptions. He's got 18 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. And he also leads the league in sacks, Rob. He's got 51 sacks in 11 games. Now, obviously, some of that's on their offensive line. But some
it could
of that's
be from
on
the
him
quarterback, too, holding the
yeah,
ball too
some of that's
long.
On him. There's no doubt that some of that's on him. But overall, I think you'd probably say that Howell's shown progress. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, does Bienemy get any looks, Rob, in the offseason for head jobs? Heck, do the Commanders – who look like they're going to move on from Ron Rivera, do they give Bienemy a chance now? Would that even benefit Bienemy, Rob? I mean, is this – if he comes in there, I mean, what's the likelihood of them winning, you know, the majority of their remaining games? And if they don't, and it looks like, well, it's the same old Commanders, that could hurt him. And it may not even be a fair shot for him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm always against – I get that, you're right. But if somebody offers you a head coaching job, it's hard to turn it down.
I mean, you got to take it.
Because there's only 32 jobs in the country.
Right.
Like seriously. And here's the problem. Say you don't take it and another guy takes it and they win their last seven and that guy six out of seven and he gets the job. Or
no,
if you
right.
take it and you win six out of seven.
Yep. If they offer it to him, he's got to take it.
Considering
no
where
choice.
He was and has been
yeah,
with no leverage and no offers, I don't know how he could turn that job down.
He'd have to take it because he might not get another offer. Or people might say, and I don't think that would be fair, but some people might say, oh, well, he had his chance and he didn't want it. How much does he really want to be a head coach? You know, people use all types of rationale when they
Well,
really
that would
don't
be one that
you.
They would use. Absolutely.
So we'll see, but right now, Rob, it's hard to put your finger on exactly what is going on. obviously, I believe that they clearly need some better receivers, or at least a better receiver. But I don't think you can totally overlook the loss of Eric Bieniemy either when you look at the improvement with Sam Howell and how, I mean, this offense doesn't look anything like it used to look under Patrick Mahomes. All right, it's the Odd Couple, our man Eddie House around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is an NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, the sharpshooter, Mr. Eddie House. E House, what up, brother?
I'm good, man. What's happening? What's happening?
We are great, man. It's good to have you on. And let's get into some NBA stuff. I want to ask you, one of the more – it's early, of course. But when you look at the Western Conference standings, it's a shocker who's at the top.
Minnesota.
And that's the Minnesota Timberwolves. We know they got some talent. Anthony Edwards has become the leader of that team. I mean, he's been that, actually.
He got cheated from the rookie of the year.
Yes, absolutely. And but he's playing great. 26 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Cat in a second role, you know, as the number 2 guy, I like Karl Anthony Towns. And then, you know, Rudy Gobert is doing what he does, being big. Like, do you think this team is a legitimate contender in the Western Conference?
I actually do. The reason why is because they can play defense. They're versatile on the defensive end. They could go big with the two bigs. Naz Reid, when he's healthy and stuff like that, he could do some special things for them as some depth on that side and a little bit of versatility on the offensive end as well. But Jaden McDaniels, nobody talks about him, right? How good of a defender he is. And then talking about his offensive evolution, he's gotten a whole lot better from his rookie season to right now. He's gotten a whole lot better. I remember watching him at Washington. I actually called one of his games, and I was like, man, this kid is really talented. Didn't know what he would pan out to be, but he looked like he could play in the NBA game. And depending on how he wanted to take his craft, serious or not serious, he could take steps, and I could see that. But also you got Mike Conley, man. Mike Conley is the steady guy, man. You know, nobody
right.
they talk about the contract that he got.
He was the highest paid player in the NBA for a hot minute.
Yes. And so, I mean, the thing is this, he's always on teams that are competing, right? And
right.
to have a veteran like that, that's veteran leadership, that's been around the block, that has done all the things, been an all-star, made a lot of money, I think it's perfect for Anthony Edwards and perfect for Jaden McDaniels. They have a great veteran in there. Karl Anthony Towns, like you said, I think he's a number 2, number 3. He's not going to be your number 1. You're not going to win with Karl Anthony Towns being your number 1 guy.
Right.
Anthony Edwards
right.
is a dog, though. Anthony Edwards is a killer. Anthony Edwards is a straight killer. And I watched them play against the Celtics, and that's what I came away with. I watched them score 8 of their 13 points in overtime to win that game. I watched how good their defense is. And to answer that question, I know it was a little long, but, yes, I believe they're a contender because defense travels.
Mm. Will Wemby's growth be stumped at all because the Spurs are so bad? And, I mean, there's a lot of – I know it's early, but there are a lot of blowouts where they're losing big time. Does that hurt him, or does that not affect him in his progression?
I don't think it'll bother him in his progression because from all things that I've heard from him, and you know, guys can talk and say things, and then you don't see him put that out there. But from everything that I've seen him, from everything I heard him say, and what I've seen him produce on the court, this kid's just going to continue to get better because he wants to. He doesn't care that he's the number one pick. Yeah, he's going to be on a bad team for right now, but not for long. They're going to get some more help over there. And when they finally do, he's going to be the leader of this team. He's already becoming the leader of this team, slowly. Even though they're integrating him to be that leader and they're building him up to slowly be that leader that he needs to be, but I think he wants to do with that on his own. So I don't think that losing – I think losing is going to fuel him to be great.
Eddie, I've got kind of a two-part question. One, do you see Chet, I think everybody feels like Wembanyama is going to be better than Holmgren. But do you see Chet, who's having a nice rookie year, some might even say he's the rookie of the year over Wimby at this point. It's close. But do you see Holmgren being good enough in the future that there is actually a legitimate rivalry there, even if it's Wembanyama's clearly better? And two, I know you know the AAU scene because your son, you know, played ball and all that. Do you see more kids like these two, you know, tall kids who, you know, we've seen tall kids who can shoot and dribble a little bit for a long time now. But are you seeing more actually play guard positions like these two did as when they were coming up?
To answer the first part of that question, I think Chet is a special talent. And I've been watching OKC a lot because I'm intrigued by them. I think that's one of the teams that's kind of been not flying under the radar to me, to what everybody, right. Nobody really talks about. They just talk about Shea and how good he is. But Giddey is damn good over there. Jalen Williams is damn good over there. Chet is damn good over there. They're coached well. They believe in what they're doing. And Presti does a great job over there up top. They have a million assets, and they have a great young core. I think that it's sustainable. And Chet, right, we've seen what he did the other night, right, where he put up, the 36, and Shea had 40. Yep. Like, yep. That's... He's going to be able to play and going to have big nights, and he's only going to get better as he plays. Will he be better than Wimby? I doubt that. I think Wimby is going to be better than him, but is it something that everybody will watch whenever they play? Yeah, but you know what I would have liked, though? If they got to guard each other, we're going to call this a rival. You got to guard right. each other. Well, you can't be going over there hiding and guarding this guy, and then you on the other side, you're going to hide. I need y'all to guard each other to call this a rivalry. But could it be, yeah, if they take that challenge and say, hey, man, no, because they have that right as the players that they are to say, hey, no, I'm guarding this guy right
here. Why guys don't do that anymore, Eddie? Like,
right,
like
it's not
that,
just them.
It's not the, like there's matchups and you go, like, how come they're not guarding each other and see who can stop who?
I have no idea. It's the craziest thing in the world. It's like, I don't know, man, and I don't want to sound like the old guy or we sound like the old guy.
Right.
Man.
Hey,
it's
you
like,
kid, get off my lawn.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that, but we don't see that like how we used to see it. And that's what I tune in for. I tune in to see who wants that smoke. And a lot of the times, I don't know if it's the coaches or the players themselves that just don't give us those matchups. And what was that second question again?
Well, are you seeing, I know you pay attention to the AAU, you know, the teenagers in AAU. Are you seeing bigger guys play straight like guards, like Holmgren and Wimby kind of came up playing?
I'm not going to say that because the thing about AAU that I think that is getting misconstrued, you have these special anomaly players that come out that can do that. And for the most part, I don't think that the AAU, only certain programs really develop kids. For the most part, they just try to stackpile their teams. They don't practice that much. So either the kid's going to be that, and he's going to come to that program and be able to flourish because of who he is, period, and the work he puts in. But I really don't see it. It's very few programs out there that I see that day in and day out work with these kids that really develop them. There's programs out there that do it, but there's more that don't do it than there is that do it. So to answer that question, that's a no.
All right. Hey, Eddie,
all right.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you guys too, man. You guys take care, man.
Yes, man, happy Thanksgiving. All right, it's your time to shine. Trash Talking Tuesday is now, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Call us in. You got 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And we are live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit prizepicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time, y'all. For Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off. Darius in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Darius?
Hey, thanks for having me on, first of all. And yes, man, Chris Broussard, especially message for you. I want to trash Nick Wright.
And wow.
The reason I want to trash Nick Wright is because I know he is putting you through it every time. He's incessantly promoting Mahomes, 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 Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. And I've had it up beyond my forehead with him, man, with that. He wants Russell Wilson. He started out at the beginning of the season predicting that Russell Wilson would get benched before the season was over. Now he's tempered that because Russell is playing well, but now he's like, okay, well, it's a rehab project so that Sean Payton can get him out of the AFC West and trade him to a team and get a quarterback he really likes because he doesn't trust Russell Wilson. Well, let me tell you something. Sean Payton implicitly trusts Russell Wilson. There's no greater trust you can show in your quarterback than to put the ball in his hands every fourth quarter and say, be magic.
All right.
Nick,
there you go.
Crazy.
Man.
All right. Wow.
Did he say he was trashing Nick Wright or Nick Wrong? I missed
that. Nick Wright.
Okay. Eric, in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, E?
What's up, my dudes?
How are you?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. Hey, my man, 50 Grand Alex, playing that house music again tonight. Love it, bro.
My guy.
Yeah. With that being said, I'm going to need the defensive staff of the Chicago Bears to step into my office.
Oh, God.
Because freaking fired. Man, they blow another double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. And I'm a Bears fan, so it's embarrassing. But what also makes me happy is knowing that the Jets suck again this year. But, hey, that's all I got for today's Stick and Trash.
Thanks,
America.
Yeah, very nice. You. Very nice. All right, let's go. He's right about the Bears, though. That to blow a nut, just ridiculous. They were up by 17 points.
No doubt.
Greg in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Greg, who you trashing?
I'm trashing anybody that says there's top five elite quarterbacks in the league right now playing. There's no one playing. There's not five quarterbacks in the league playing elite right now. There isn't. Anyone that says that these quarterbacks are elite, Patrick Mahomes is playing all right. Joe Burrow wasn't playing great. I'm from Cincinnati, so you know that hurts me to say. I don't know what's going on with the league this year. It feels upside down. Even Josh Dobbs is doing better than everybody. So where did all the quarterbacks go? That's who I'm trashing.
Nobody is having like a huge year at quarterback. I mean, statistically, Rob, it's like the person was saying a while ago, it was Purdy, statistically. And probably having the best year.
It was Tua early on the first three or four games, but it hadn't been that lately. Right. Gary, in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing, Gary?
The Indian National Cricket Team further choked up in the Cricket World Cup final on Sunday. I woke up 2:30 in the morning to watch that nonsense. This was supposed to be our year. We were in home field. We won it the last time we played in India, and we're supposed to win it again this year. We were by far the best team in the group stage, and we waited until the final to play our worst game. Do you guys know how many people are in India? Over 1.4 billion. That's 17% of the world that lives there. That's how many hearts were broken. Total disaster. I'll never get over it.
Man, you know, I was kind of bummed out about the cricket in India, too. You know what I'm saying?
I never miss it, Rob.
I never miss the cricket championship. I never watch it, so I never miss it. Sean, it's, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Hey, man, sorry about India cricket. Y'all are big out there just like Australia. But anyway, I'm trashing Crazy Cousin Nick Wrong. Love the segment, Chris, Chief Concern. But, Chris, there's a fatal flaw. Nick lying like he never is concerned. Not when you're telling him the receivers are dropping balls left and right. Not when you're telling him the Eagles are a legit issue for the Chiefs in the playoffs. Not when he's closing his eyes to the terrible loss to the Broncos and disregarding the Chiefs' inability to score in the second half. One thing nobody seems to be concerned about except the homie Chili Tim. What's up, Rob? What's up, Newt? Look how snagged in this offense is since losing the enemy. And meanwhile, the Commanders are up 4 points per game. Nick Wrong, there's one thing about being a homer and another thing about hiding your fear behind chain-smoking Black and Miles and irritating Bruin Kevin Wild. No way, no how do the Chiefs repeat this year. Nick Wrong, stop it!
Man, that's two.
That was
this
pretty
my
awesome.
Boy, Nick. Wow.
So that was pretty awesome. My goodness. Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Who you trashing, Romy?
To all the apologists of Jim Harbaugh, okay? Mm-hmm. You can't lie your way out of the truth, okay? Proverbs 10:9. Read it. Proverbs 10:9. And by the way, Ohio State, you got your chance. We're going to see what you got. New Hope you saw. Are you? We'll find out on Saturday.
No doubt. All right. We will find out.
Yep.
It's going to that's a big game for Ohio State's coach, Ryan, right? Ryan Day,
yeah.
Chris.
I mean, he's lost two straight to Michigan.
Yeah, and if he loses without Harbaugh on the sideline, you know, like that, I'm telling you, that's almost, you don't want that because that's a big.
That's big.
And you know, at Ohio State, you lose a few times in Michigan, they're looking for somebody else.
Right. Remember John Cooper?
John Cooper was
he was beating everybody else but couldn't beat Michigan.
Couldn't beat Michigan, and eventually they had to put John Cooper out to pasture. Yep.
Right. Right. Alex, who you trashing? Anybody?
I think I want to trash the Chris Broussard today, guys.
Wow.
Because Chris Broussard, unlike the distinguished Rob Parker, Steve DeSager, and Alex Teicher, the dynamic trio in radio, Chris Broussard is taking his time off again to go and enjoy it with his family and not be here for the people, Rob. It's disgusting.
That's right. We're working.
Are y'all working on Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am working.
And the day after?
And the day after.
But I got to say this, Alex.
Hey, Rob, isn't Friday Black Friday?
Every Friday is Black Friday in my life. Alex, I got to say this, though. I'm being forced to take time off for the last month.
Give me some of those days, Rob. I'm in need of days.
I see you, Rob.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.